And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. For be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto. And they put away the strange gods from among them, and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And David sware moreover, and said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he saith, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month. For he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, and the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people, for the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And it grieved me sore. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai, and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. Then, if we assay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet saidst thou not, There is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. For the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved, and return, and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return, and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant, that drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. But they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. He had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. He saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisee, and he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?